I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest today is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and we're talking about community policing. Chief, you said this is a program you've worked hard to put in place. Why is this so important?
If we as police officers can get out and listen to our citizens and the residents that are here and know their problems and solve those problems, well, that's what it's all about. And this topic excites me, Tom. I love community policing, and that is our mission statement at the police department, is take care of our community and keep us the safest possible.
How are your officers interacting with the residents in those neighborhoods?
Yeah, so when this started, I told them, I said, when you're out, especially in the summer, I mean, we're all out as residents. You know, me and my kids like to play out in the yard. We like to do the yard work. And so if a police officer is driving by, they're going to stop and talk to you. They're going to ask you, is there any problems in your area, anything we need to address? Because that is why we're here. That's the focus of the police department, is to keep this city safe and listen to our people. And so this program's going great. We've made drug busts off this program. We have made important traffic stops for people that have been violators of the traffic laws. And so we've had such success so far with this community policing program. It excites me. My people love it. The officers love talking and hearing from the citizens, and they also hear the good and the bad from, you know, what we need to be doing right and what we need to be doing different.
What about in the downtown area? Do you have much foot patrol in the downtown area?
We do. So when we're not taking calls for service, our job is to patrol the city and you know, mainly focus on the traffic enforcement, the safety of our citizens. But also when it matters is a lot at night. You don't have people at the businesses at night. So we're there to protect your business. We're there to keep your businesses safe. So occasionally you'll get a call from us in the middle of the night. Your door may be open, or something, a light is on, or something is off. And that's our guys and gals out patrolling your businesses. We do door checks. We find doors open. We really try to focus on keeping those businesses safe, because, again, they are an asset to our community.
Do you get much feedback from the business owners on that?
We do. Sometimes we'll, not every time, because of different tactics we may need to use, but sometimes we'll leave business cards out. We'll let you know that we've been there, but that's just to reassure you, that to let you know as a business owner that we're there. You may not always see us, but we're doing the job. We're patrolling your businesses downtown. We're keeping our downtown safe and clean. And even through communications with the citizens, I've had business owners send me videos of their surveillance system, of our officers checking their doors or walking downtown, pictures. And I just love to see that, because it reassures me that our guys, even though I'm not there, are doing the right thing for the right reason.
With the businesses around the community, if there are changes in management or changes in ownership, anything like that, is it a good idea for those businesses to give you guys a call on letting you know who to call and you know, be the contact person?
Yes. So an initiative we took a couple years ago is we created a call-out log for each business in the city. And we have a list of that at the police department. Our dispatchers are good at keeping that log up. And so we have a list of names and numbers for call-outs for each business. Therefore, if we find an open door or a problem in a business, it's a phone call, and we can have that person come check, and we'll check the building and make it safe for them, and then they can see if anything's missing or anything suspicious has went on.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.